Blog Talk Radio.
I'm
love, baby.
Woo! What's up? What's up? I'm loving all of this. This is King Obadele, also known as the Genesis Man, coming at you strong with my brother Marvin Gaye, coming at you with his song, Love Me Now or Love Me Later. Very few people know that song, but there's amazing abilities that we have yet to tap into if we only just listen. I honor the divine in you and those who come before you. Those who come before us are our ancestors, of which we are honored to have through. And as we give homage to our Africanism, which goes deeper than the beginning of time. Wow! I bring you love. You know, there are many interpretations of what spirit is sharing. Are there when it comes to why we are here? Spirit is sharing. That's the reason why we're here. It's the only reason we're here. There's no other reason but to reason that the sharing is why we are here. And that's why we are here, sharing. But think about it. When you sit there and you watch a television show that excites you, but you're in the room all by yourself, something moves you. What you want to do, turn around and tell somebody something that you just saw, but you're by yourself. But you want to share. I tell you, I love Marvin's expression of what brought us to be. That's this song, Love Me Now or Love Me Later. He talks about two energy forces, the God of love and the God of evil, something about polarity, you know, day and night, black and white, hot and cold, wrong and right, death, polarity. Without these opposites, we could never be. But have you ever thought of this? There's more than just positive and negativity in the universe in which we live, in this cosmos of which we are in. There's three energies. There's positive, there's negative, and there is neutral. I am having tomorrow my launch of my book. It's an excerpt that is available for free as an ebook for a limited time. And it's called The Power of Choice, Path of Divine Loyalty to Conquer Darkness. But today, we're talking about the latent power of the soul. You know, the whole world is in a place of needing to become spiritually involved, evolved, through having a global spiritual evolution that will remove the need for revolt, war, and rumors of war against our physical existence. We can do something. Powerless earthlings. Like fish out of water. No, 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 no. We have a power within us that, when in alignment correctly, we bring change. So, I do have an interpretation that has been also given to me of why we are here. I love Marvin Gaye's interpretation. I think it's so cool. A Buddhist monk can burn his flesh without a flinch. The Lord says he's ready. But let me tell you this. I have taken on the moniker of the Chess Man for this very reason. I have received a download as to exactly what's going on, and very few people know. But I was born king. My name is King. I was given that name 6 months before I was born, and it was not revealed for a quite long time. Tomorrow is my 64th birthday. Those who know, 6 and 4 equals 10. And is a number of divinity. 10 is the beginning and the end, because there's a zero point, and then there is also one. And depending on where you place it, you can run that number to infinity. So, we are in a brand new beginning. Reason I say that quote that I love that says this: the cave you fear holds the treasure you seek. Yes, there's a lot of people who think they know, but they don't know. But the reason why we are all here is to share what we know so we can figure out this puzzle that is of more than 7 billion pieces, because everybody has a part to play, and I'm here to play my part. So yes, I'm going to present and tell you that I found in the scripture that there was in heaven. Now, about heaven? Or is it about kingdom consciousness? Because seek ye first the kingdom, but no one knows what the kingdom is. But there's this thing I'm going to interject. Number one, there was a war in heaven. And in that war, there was a battle. Of that battle, the chief angel cast out the opposing force and all who was under the authority of the opposing force, and it cast them out from heaven to the earth. So people may have heard that there was a war in heaven, but to hear that part, that the opposing force was cast to the earth. So some may ask the question, well, if they were cast to the earth, where are they? I say, don't bother asking the question. Just listen to the story. Four, if you ever noticed that word earth and heart have the same letters, each have 5 letters, and the letters begin with and end with. So if you look at the word heart, it ends with a T. I believe in symbolism and everybody's heart. But would we say that the T stands for time? But the H, if you took the H from the front of the word heart, put it on the back of the word heart, you have earth. So Would the E stand for entity? So then what would the H stand for? Inquiring minds would really like to know. So, living communicates with us and through us. But are you able to comprehend the thoughts of spirit, or are you locked in soul consciousness that is not paying attention? This thought just then. Possible that those who are not paying attention are also not paying their bills on time? And speaking of time, how long does time last? Where did time begin? I am the Genesis man, and I tell you now, when God said, "Let there be light," the sun nor the moon was yet created. That didn't happen until the fourth day. That's crazy. But let me read this to you. And then we're going to get into some music real soon. Because the thing I like about Blog Talk is I can play music that in harmony and resonates with what I have for you. So let me read this to you so you can better understand why they call me the Genesis man. Because I told you that there was a war in heaven, and I told you that that energy was cast to the earth. And in Genesis, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens, that's plural, and the earth, which happens to be singular. Okay. That one sentence speaks of the beginning and the end. But the focus becomes the earth. And the next line is, and the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. The third verse. But then check this out. There's something going on about that darkness. I tell you that those, that energy force that opposed God was cast out of heaven and sent to the earth. So why was there darkness on the earth? So check this out. I told you up there, third verse, let it be, okay? But I'm telling you, the luminaries, the sun and the moon, was not created till the fourth day. Then God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate day from the night, and let them be for signs. Right now, Mars, when you look at the moon, is positioned right around the moon right now. That doesn't happen all the time. That's a sign. I haven't researched what it is yet, but maybe somebody in the audience will check it out. But reading, continuing here, from that line, it continues. Let them be for signs and for seasons, and for days and for years, and let them be for lights in the expanse to give light on the earth. And it was so. And God made the two greater lights, the two great lights,
the greater light to govern the day, and the lesser light to govern the night. He made the stars also. And God placed them in the expanse of the heavens to give light to the earth, to govern the day and the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, a fourth day. Personally, I think that's kind of deep. So, you see why I am the Genesis man. Because I am here to reveal a deeper wisdom. Because I must. I honor the divine in you and those who have come before us because of love. But Marvin Gaye's father was a minister, a man of the cloth, so they say. He killed his son instead of giving him life. You see, it is spirit that gives life, but the soul cannot. The soul can be influenced to act in violence, feelings of fear, or it can act in feelings of love, but the soul not give life. It can only promote it or demote it, nothing more. So, no judgment here, I give, but I will say that the action of this father, of the late Marvin Gaye, performing an action of love, but of fear, and that fear action, action is generally against the will of God when the soul is the one caught up in its feelings. You see, it was the egoic nature that EGO ease God out. When you look at it as an acronym, ease God out, the EGO of the equation to only perform its own will, separate from the desire or the will of the one who is created of the Creator, not created by man, but created through the performed duty bestowed by God in man. Hence the soul, hence the latent power enclosed, because it could be prone. The spirit moan. Wow. You know, the Bible is an interesting book because it is a book of code. It is a living document. And people run away from it, and people have a lot of controversial concepts and ideas of what's going on with it. But you have to align yourself with spirit to better understand the truth. There is this thing called the spirit of truth. And the spirit of truth knows that everybody needs love. So we're going to take a break right now, and we're going to have Marvin Gaye come back to us with Everybody Needs Love, because everybody needs love. Okay, I don't hear it. I'm going to see what I can do about it. Let's see. Okay, what I'm going to do then is I'm going to play God is Love. Okay, so I'm going to play this one now. Ooh, 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 ooh. I know all he asks of us is we give each other love. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that sharing. You know, our design is to be, and in that being, we are sharing. If we are not sharing, we are in violation of humanity. But if you are not informed, you are subject and subjected to being misinformed because of a conditioned state of mental consciousness. So how does one become freed of mental slavery? That is done simply by choice. But when not taught, thoughts can exist anywhere. When not taught, thoughts can exist anywhere. I told you my story about this energy being cast to the earth. So in my mind, I tapped into this energy that tells me that when a seed is planted in the ground, it is in the dark. But it can only go so deep in the ground, so it has to be a surface. So a seed that is planted in the ground, at the surface, sprouts. Is it not coming up out of the darkness into the light? So, I look back at that scripture, I look at that passage, and it said the earth was formless. And I just now mentioned that if you are not informed, then you are subject to being misinformed. And being misinformed, you to a place of being deformed. And if you are deformed, where is the form? And if the form is formless, then is it not also void? But here, the word says, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the surface of the waters. Now, if something is hovering, isn't it watching something? Don't you think? You know, when you was working that job and you was new and you was at the cash register and the owner was like hovering over you, watching to make sure you wasn't pulling any of them dollars up out of there by mistake. No, I didn't have that experience. I just know that there are experiences out there, and all experiences are teaching. But when we think on this, we talked about time. The moon and the stars and the sun wasn't until the fourth day. Then who counted the days before the moon and the sun came forth? Structure makes you wonder. So, think about this. Primordial energy had to be something here, because there was a war in heaven. Now check this out. I want you to listen carefully to this. I thought of this story, and I thought of that situation, and I thought about this guy named Oliver North. Back in 1988, I believe, he was caught up in the Iran-Contra hearings, some illegal activities that was going on. And in 1991, this guy was reprieved of all charges against him. And it really boiled down to this one statement. As I recall, he kept saying, I was following orders. I was following orders. I was following orders. But this guy had received no charges. So the penalty of the charges he once had was all taken away. Now, most military issues do not reach global status, but everything is a reason and a purpose. And as I listened and watched carefully as to what was going on, and I saw the story in the scripture, and Genesis is the beginning, but then Revelations is the end. Yet I found in the end of the book a beginning, because a third of the heavenly host was cast to the earth with what they called the devil, which, tell me, was an archangel who had authority and dominion over a third of the heavenly hosts, which was cast to the earth. But I was told also that that entity had dominion over the earth, and man came, and man was given the authority to have dominion over the earth. But the influence that came upon man of energy made man influenced to choose what God instructed him to do. Remember, I said, if you are not informed, then you are subject to being because mental slavery can only be if you allow it to be, when we are in a place of choice. But if you're not taught that you have choice, then your thoughts can exist anywhere. So tomorrow, my book, The Power of Choice, is being released for a limited time free to the public. I want you to get yours while you can and spread the word, because this is the other side of the equation of that story I was telling you about. Imagine this. The Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the earth. But for some reason, somewhere along the line, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And everything that was created because of the Word. Now, say that the Father and the Word, because the Word, what we understand, is the Christ, and that is the Son of God. They had a conversation about this situation. And the Son said to the Father, they were only following orders. And he was like, what? They were only following orders. The accuser, the devil, we know, had influence over all of them. They did not have the choice as to what they did. And them being under his subjection, they didn't have a choice. They had to do it. Whatever they said, because that's the way we build things here. Look at the sun and the stars and the moon. Everything follows order. When you give order, it's in place. So let me go down there and get them up out of that mess. And let me be their light. I was like, wow. You know, that's really deep. Think about that. Because that's something to consider when you think of love, especially when you think of reckless love. Because there had to have been a reckless love that came down here to make that move, to come and free us from a conditioned mindset of fear. Because Who's afraid of the dark? Or should we have any fear at all? For God didn't give us a fear, but of power and of might and a sound mind. But if you're in the darkness, what do you have? So let's play Reckless Love. I think this is a good place for it. I love it. And I think I found it. Let's do it.
So good.
So where are you? Where are you of the mind, soul, and body equation? And then where does spirit fit? If at all, because maybe it is mind, body, and soul that fits into spirit. For is it not true that we all are spirit? Is it also not true that you all are and all is spirit? I'm speaking of my book, The Power of Choice, which is going to be released tomorrow. But I have a book called The Extraordinary Experiences of a King. And seeing that we're talking about the latent power of the soul, which there will probably be a part two, because I see that the hours are crouching upon us, and there's so much more for you to understand. I'm going to read this. The renewing of the mind is most important. It is most important. So my poem, The Mind, Body, and Spirit, is found in The Extraordinary Epiphanies of a King. And it goes as follows. The renewing of our mind is most important. In the renewing lies the true transformation required in the developing of our mind to attain higher spiritual acuity, wisdom, and sight of the unseen. We are developing our spiritual growth through the many expressions of the soul. The soul expresses itself through the actions of the body and the thought energies of the mind. There is no separation of the mind, body, and spirit, not while the manifestation of the living soul continues to breathe and move and have its being through the life spirit that brings it. There can be no separation which can be claimed as detached from the whole, as one. Not one of the three can be ignored nor rejected outside of the time of which we must lay the body down for eternal rest. We are one and have been designed for specificity. Although we have many members in the body, all the members do not have the same function. So we, being many, are one body and spirit, and individually members of one another. For if we do not also stay conscious of the necessities of the body, then we to become prey to an imbalanced weakening that will hinder the development of our mind and spirit as well. Therefore, it is important not to leave out the third component, just as it is important to remember the understanding of the Trinity in the heavenly realms. So, it is quite significant for balanced growth to stay cognitive of the earthly Trinity, mind, body, and spirit, and to recognize that an unclean mind hinders the spiritual growth process of the soul. No spiritual growth pollutes any mental growth. Spiritual growth flows and leaves no stagnation, just as water that does not flow would eventually become stagnant, is not allowed to flow with the fluidity of that which keeps it alive. The temple, which is the body, must be maintained accordingly, just as the integral part of a beautifully flowing fountain ought be. This must be done in order to maintain the continued beauty, strength, and development of the mind and spirit, to attain its higher calling beyond our moment now. These accomplishments are most necessary so that there be no breach to the foundation of the truth of being. well-being is a gift of the God force that brought us into existence through love. It is the weakened body that will render the entire being as prey to an unnecessary vulnerability of the mind and spirit that should not be, if not attended properly and with loving care, without appropriate considerations to the acknowledgement that the whole is one. The repercussions of neglect will leave room for weakened thoughts and the susceptibility of temptations, illness, maladjustments, and disease. Therefore, it is important to understand that the mind, body, and spirit in this realm are one and should never be seen as separated one from the other. Far from physical, yet it is the physical and the physiology that is the most responsive to soul, like soul music. Ha! But what worth is anything without love, for it is love that is the true glue for all harmony to exist. How else can we have soul without sharing love? So, King's philosophy tonight is the latent power of the soul, part one. Because I got to come back at you next Monday at 8 p.m. to give you some more of what we have in store. Oh, yeah. So, I think we're going to close with a song called Save the Children. You know why? Because they are the future. And they are our responsibility. The key in understanding the truth is understanding. Are we standing in our authority?
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares? There'll come a time.
There'll come a time
when the world won't be singing.
When the world won't be singing.
Flowers won't grow.
Flowers won't grow. No.
Bells won't be ringing.
No bells won't be ringing.
Who really cares?
Who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing to try?
To save a world.
To save a world.
That's destined to die.
That is destined to die.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills me with sorrow.
Little children today.
Children today.
Really gonna suffer tomorrow.
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a shame.
What a shame.
Such a bad way to
Such
live.
Such a bad way to live.
Oh, who is to blame?
Who is to blame?
We can't stop
when
living.
When we can't stop living, oh, oh.
Live.
Live.
Live for life.
Live for life.
But let's live, everybody.
Live life for the children.
Live life for the children. Oh, for the children.
See? Let's save the children. Let's save all the children.
Save the babies. Save the babies. And if you want to love, you got love. Save the babies. Oh, a little fear. Got feeling. You will save the babies. All of the children. But who really cares?
Who's willing to try?
Yeah, to save our world. Yeah, to save our sweet world. Save a world that is destined to die.